easy. Ben said it. Baraboo.com. Weekends are best, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus spread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond-flavored streusel and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds, and it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carry out. 448-2215.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's 5 days to the New Hampshire primary, where ABC's Rachel Scott says it could be the last chance for Nikki Haley to block Donald Trump.
The former president holding a rally here overnight, ramping up his attacks on Nikki Haley, insisting that if she is the Republican nominee, then they will lose the White House in races up and down the ballot in November. Haley was quick to respond on social media, pointing out that under Trump's presidency, Republicans lost the House, the Senate, and eventually the White House.
Trump spent the first part of his Wednesday in a court in New York City for a civil trial determining if he must pay defamation damages to a woman who's accused him of sexual assault. Nearly 80 million people across the country are under some kind of snow or cold warning. Cold snaps linked to at least 37 deaths since Sunday. Pentagon says the U.S. military launched another round of strikes on Houthi rebels in Yemen. These rebels have been firing on commercial ships in the Red Sea. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A Wisconsin Dells female was taken into custody on Sunday night after police responded to a domestic disturbance complaint. Reedsburg police were dispatched to the 1800 block of Huntington Park Drive on a report of an intoxicated female throwing knives at another person. Officers were able to locate the female, 33-year-old Vanessa M. Baldwin of Wisconsin Dells. Baldwin did not follow officer commands as they attempted to take her into custody. However, officers were able to secure her in handcuffs. Baldwin continued to resist officers. Baldwin was given medical attention and then transported to the Sauk County Jail. Officials of the Richland, Iowa Grant Drug Task Force arrested a 29-year-old man on January 5th after investigators allegedly found drugs on him after pulling his vehicle over. The man was arrested at a traffic stop near Mineral Point in Iowa County. During the arrest, police found methamphetamine on him. He now faces a charge of possession of methamphetamine that is referred to the Iowa County District Attorney's Office. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with some light snow by late this afternoon. Our high today near 15. Tonight, some snow in the evening, around an inch of accumulation. Our low down to 1 below 0. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high near 11. If you love good barbecue, check out Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 1 above.
99.7.
Stay alive and keep it under cover. I just want you. and more.
That's the power of love. 99.7
Max FM.
Walk like an Egyptian. There's the Bangles. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 10 minutes after 8 now. And, you know, Finn, all around Wisconsin, Packers fans are getting ready for a big matchup in the divisional round of playoffs as the Packers get ready to travel to San Francisco. Take on what seems like it's been a nemesis the last four times these teams have met in the San Francisco 49ers. And I bring this up because there was a recent survey done of NFL teams and their fans. And we don't want to point any foam fingers or anything this morning, but some fans are a little stingier than others, and obviously these people know who they are, but we want you to know who they are too. So there was a study of over 3,000 NFL fans recently done to see which team's followers are the best tippers and which are the worst. This is always fascinating to me, depending on what part of the country you're in. Turns out that Bengals fans tip an average of 26.5% at restaurants, more than any other team's fans. So that's kind of interesting, you know, Ohio and all of that good stuff. The average restaurant tip from an LA Chargers fan, well, not really so great. 15.4%, which happens to be the worst in the NFL. Carolina Panthers fans leave average tips, but half report tipping really, really big. And around 90% of all NFL fans feel pressured to leave a tip for services that they don't believe warrants ones. Now, if you're a waiter or a waitress or a bartender, I mean, and you want to pad your retirement fund, fund. Make sure that you're, you know, trying to get a Cincinnati Bengals fan because they really are the best. If the typical tipping percentage at a restaurant is considered to be 18%, then an average tip from a Bengals fan at a restaurant is well above average. In fact, Bengals fans are also really humble about it because only about 4.5% of them in this poll stated that they believe they tip very generously. Now, by comparison, fans of the LA Chargers have the least impressive tips at restaurants. They just leave about, as we mentioned, about 15.4%, and yet 10% of them believe that they tip very generously. Now, we get it. When you're rooting for a team like the Chargers, you're not used to good delivery, so you don't really understand what's actually happening. Not a knock on Herbert, a knock on all of his coaches over the last few years, by the way. Now, Green Bay Packers fans, this is important because we're doing very, very well taking care of our wait staff and the people who help us out and when we're patrons. Because below the Bengals, you have the Denver Broncos fans. They're the second best tippers. Right below them, Green Bay Packers fans, number 3 out of all 32 teams in the NFL. Nice. So we're doing a few things right. You know, we do like our beer and our cheese curds, and we like it when it's brought right to our table, hot and fresh. So I'm going to assume that that has something to do with it. Now, as I was going through this list, though, Finn, what I learned is that the rest of the NFC North teams, you guys need to step up your game a little bit if you're a fan, because Minnesota Vikings fans, you're 18th as far as tipping goes. Wow. And I know, right? Not doing great. And then way down here at the bottom of the list at 27 and 28, you have the Bears fans and the Lions fans respectively. So there you go, NFC North. Let's try to do a little better, shall we? I think we've got it in us to help out our, you know, all of those people who serve us when we go to games or go somewhere to watch a game or something like that. So
yeah,
I think we can do a little bit better.
Or now just even the like the people that are delivering pizzas during a game. I mean, don't you think with all this winter weather that
they deserve a little extra?
Don't you think? I mean,
because if you don't want to go outside to go do a pickup, they certainly don't want to go outside to deliver, right? I mean, nobody wants that. Now, just in case you're wondering, Packers fans, because I know everybody's still watching Aaron Rodgers and all of the drama that ensues around him. New York Jets fans are number 8, so I guess not so bad on this particular list. I mean, we'll give them a break for that. It's a hard being a Jets fan. So if they're in the top 10, I feel like that's an accomplishment in itself. Now, I also feel like this is also interesting because this also revolves around fandom of football. And it turns out that Packers fans are not just a little stitious, they're very superstitious. In fact, the Packers fan base ranked as the third most superstitious in major professional sports and the second most superstitious among NFL fan bases in a recent study. Now, the Dallas Cowboys were the most superstitious fan base in all of sports. I guess a lot of people had to go wash their underwear after that game last week, if that's how you're doing things in Dallas. The Lakers came in second. There were multiple reasons for having to wash your underwear. Maybe the superstition finally wore off well, and then you were watching that game. Yeah. The Los Angeles Lakers came in second, then followed by the Packers. Overall, NFL fans were the most superstitious fans in pro sports. The most common superstitions for sports fans: wearing a certain color or piece of clothing or watching the game in a specific place. So I think it's kind of interesting, though, that Packers fans get a little they're superstitious at this point. So make sure you pull out your favorite jersey this weekend. They're going into San Francisco. It's supposed to be really, really rainy. And I believe, considering the 49ers are basically, you think of a top team in the NFL in basically any metric, and the 49ers are one of the top three. It's craziness how good this team has been. So we're going to need all of the superstition that we can get. Don't wash the underwear. We won't judge you for that, not least until after the game. Wear the jersey, wear the socks that have basically can stand up on their own. We need all the help we can get going into this particular game on Saturday night.
Fingers crossed.
Right? Wow. Those are interesting, though. And I just love that there are certain surveys done just based off of sports and how people think and what they do and some of the rituals that they have, because everybody's got their own thing when it comes to their favorite team, whether it is the jersey and the Green Bay. Of course, we all know the cheeseheads come out, you know, and all of that kind of stuff. So I always think it's fascinating to see that it's not just the weird cheesehead wearing Packers fans that have their superstitions. Uh-huh. It's all across sports and all across the NFL. Right.
And as far as tipping goes, we're doing okay.
We're doing okay here in Wisconsin, and I love that. That's even more exciting, I think, than any superstition that we could hold off on here in the great state of Wisconsin, and really for any Packers fan across the country as well. We're doing all right. Yeah. We're doing all right. You know, Wisconsin's an interesting state, though, because first of all, as we all know, Green Bay is the smallest town with an NFL franchise, and this is more one of those what the NFL likes to consider blue-collar, working-class kind of states who really come out to support their team. So I think it's interesting, if that's the metrics the NFL, you know, basically judges us on here in Wisconsin, that we're still some of the best tippers out of any of the fans. When you have fan bases in Vegas for the Raiders, and you have fan bases in LA for the Rams and the Chargers, and yet here we are in little old Wisconsin, blue collar, working class, a lot of farmers in this area who love to watch the Packers, at least according to the NFL and what they like to say about the smallest city with the big franchise. Here we are, third best tippers. I think that says a lot about who we are as people, right? Right? We like to take care of one another. I love that, because they're not doing that in Minnesota, Chicago, and Detroit. Take that, NFC North.
So keep up the good work.
That's right. That's right. Keep cheering on the Packers. Again, they're going to need it. And I'll remind you that tomorrow morning, Chris Hovel, our Packers expert, is actually going to join us once again. We'll take a look at that matchup between the 49ers and the Packers. I've been finding some interesting things this week. I mentioned that the 49ers are pretty much top of the league in most things. There's a couple of things, though, that they aren't doing so well, and the Packers are actually doing better. And I feel like, just saying that this could potentially open a door for Aaron Jones. Hello, no run defense for the 49ers. And let me tell you, I went deep into this. Max and I went deep into this, because I said to him, I said, are these padded stats? Like, they get such a big lead in a game, then the run defense gets soft. And we started delving into it. We're like, no, their run defense is just not that good. So we'll get into some of that tomorrow. We'll break it down with Chris. Hopefully that means a big Aaron Jones day, because he's had four games now where he's broke 100 yards. So we'd love to see him do a number five. That would be very, very cool. And hopefully, maybe, fingers crossed, they get a win. I mean, last week, Finn, if you remember, on all the different sports networks, they were picking the Cowboys to win. Nobody picked the Green Bay Packers. They went in there. They surprised everybody. Same trend is happening this weekend. So maybe they can pull out yet another surprise. Hopefully. We shall see. Yeah. No matter what, though, it's been a pretty awesome season, and it's been a whole lot of fun to watch this young team. Now, we've got to take a look at the forecast right now, because, well, this isn't so fun. In fact, I would take rain and 62 in San Francisco this weekend over snow and zero. Now, we're going to lose some of the sun today, and we're going to actually get more clouds, especially by late this afternoon. High right around 15. Wind chill's going to stay right around zero. And then the snow is also likely this afternoon into tonight. One below tonight, and then tomorrow, cloudy, cold again, a high right around 11. We're going to have to contend with more wind chills, because, of course, that's what we do. Now, here's the good news, though. If you're looking at the long-term forecast, we're talking 35 again, potentially, by early next week. So that is very, very good news. We're going to keep our fingers crossed that that trend continues, because I think everybody's tired of this cold. It is just, it's wearing, is it not?
Yeah.
It is just absolutely wearing when it's this cold. Nobody wants to be outside. It's hard to even walk into the stores, because you just know that you have to deal with the cold in order to get in there. So hopefully we can get some warmer temperatures by next week. And, you know, 30s still like that freezing mark, but we're okay with that. Like, just give us something to work with. One little little thing to work with, right? And we'll be happy around here. Yeah. Currently, it is one.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need. And this year, we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
U.S. Cellular now has unlimited home internet for only $30 a month when you add a mobile line, and it's easy to set up too, which means you can keep working remotely. Dad, who loves working from home?
Did I mention my fuzzy slippers are very professional looking?
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Wow. High-speed, reliable, unlimited internet for your home or business for as low as $30 per month. Plus, get a free router valued up to $500. Hurry to your local U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg to start saving today.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook post for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
It's 8:22 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. We hope you're having a great Friday Eve. We are almost at another weekend. That's the important part of today. It's Ace of Base telling us about that cruel summer here on Max FM.
Right. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Stop believing. There is Journey. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:30 right now. And Finn, I was just scrolling through social media, and just a little word to the wise for anybody who likes to be outside this time of the year. There's a post going around right now of a bobcat over on the Baraboo River, and this was taken on the Riverwalk right across from Mary Roundtree. So please just be on the lookout if you're going to go outside, especially with the pets, and enjoy a little walk. I mean, they've got to have have a place to go to, all of those bobcats and things, and they're just walking right there on the river on the icy chunks and having a great time paralleling the people over on the Riverwalk. So Wisconsin, we're great tippers, Green Bay fans, but we got to contend with bobcats on our walk. Right. That's our trade-off, I guess. So there is that.
Be careful out there.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's animals, and they got to make sure they have somewhere to go too. I mean, they've been just as displaced by all this snow. They're probably just as much like we are, like, what is happening right now? Went from 37 Crazy. Degrees to below zero and all of the snow. I'm sure their little, wherever they're staying, probably got a little filled in as well. They're probably just trying to figure it out too. So this is really interesting this morning, and it kind of like throws away everything we've ever been told, I think. Columbia University researchers actually used AI to discover that fingerprints from different fingers on the same person are not unique. That throws away everything we've ever been taught, right? Like, everybody has a different fingerprint. It's unique to every individual kind of thing. This revelation could actually impact a number of cold cases, by the way. Now, this research team analyzed 60,000 fingerprints and found that their AI system could determine with 77% accuracy if a fingerprint came from the same person but different fingers. Now, the AI is likely using the angles and the curvatures of swirls in the fingerprint, and the researchers say that, you know, when you start thinking about this, you can just imagine how well this will perform once it's trained on millions instead of just thousands of fingerprints. Now, I said the other day, I'm not a huge fan of AI, but when you're starting to do stuff like this with it, that's pretty darn cool, right? Yeah. Like, I like this aspect of it. Think of all the people that could have closure on cold cases, or we could figure out what actually happened. That's really cool stuff. But I think that the fact that our fingerprints aren't really as unique as we thought they were, that is mind-blowing.
And all the producers of crime shows right now are taking notes, and we'll see this show up on all the criminal intents and Law and Orders and cold case TV shows, all those criminal procedurals.
Speaking of, those are all back, by the way. Yeah. Oh, I was so happy last night. I got to watch Chicago Fire, and then I got to watch Chicago PD. Awesome. And then tonight, it's back to the Law and Order stuff. I don't watch the Law and Order intent, but criminal intent or whatever it is, but SVU, organized crime. I'm totally down for that. I told Corey, I said, I'm making dinner ahead of time. You and Dexter on your own with the chicken fajitas, because I said, Benson and Stabler are back. And so that's all I need for an entire evening. But
you never watched the one with Vincent D'Onofrio and Catherine Irving?
That one's kind of draggy for me. It takes a really long time. It's really, I mean, I've watched it.
So good.
I don't hate it, but it just, I like the one where there's a little bit more action, right? And they're actually out there solving stuff. And I don't dislike it, but it just, when in comparison to the other ones where things are moving and there's like actual criminals getting chased down and stuff like that, I need a little bit more action from the Dick Wolf family of TV. So, and so that's all I'm saying. But when it comes to actual science, I was just kind of blown away when I was reading this morning, because do you remember as a kid, you would go in and tour the police station, and one of the big things that you would do is take the fingerprints, and then you would be told how they're always unique, and once you have a fingerprint in the system, they'll be able to recognize you always, kind of thing, because of the fact that they are so unique to each individual. And now I'm reading this and I'm like, well, no, we've just learned that they're actually not all that unique. And you could have a fingerprint on my pinky, my thumb, and it turns out they're all going to be the same thing. I think that's kind of weird. And it blew my mind today that this is information that we're just starting to learn, and it's completely different and flies in the face of everything we've ever known about how fingerprints actually operate. So,
and again, this is AI used for the good.
Yes. I mean, that's the other thing too. AI. I'm scared of AI. I really, really am. It really, I just don't like how it falls into the wrong hands, right? And then there's people, I mean, we've seen people be able to manipulate social media, right? To a degree that it is unbearable. And then I'm like, with AI, this is like actual information. This is actual manipulation of thinking and answers and all of that kind of stuff, teaching things to do, evil, not good kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And And I just, it really, really, it terrifies me if it falls into the wrong hands. But this one I like because now we're actually using it for real information and to, like I said, really get to the bottom of some of these things that have maybe not had answers for a really long time. And if you're talking cold cases, I'm just thinking about maybe thousands of people who have been looking for answers to a missing loved one or, you know, somebody that disappeared or died suddenly. And now if you can use this type of technology, you might actually have a little closure for a family or somebody who's missing somebody.
Exactly.
So, interesting stuff. See, science is cool when you really start breaking it down. I didn't like science when I was in school. That's like my like honesty moment for the day. I hated science in school because I read out of a textbook and I was told I had to do this and I had to learn this. I didn't like doing that. I just wanted to go out and can we like explore things and figure out how they work? And that's what I always wanted to do. So when you start doing science like this and I'm learning about it in this sort of way, then I think it's really, really kind of neat.
Unfortunately, I still get quizzed about it because my kid is way into science.
Gotcha.
And he's, you know, and so he'll come up and he'll ask me a question, Dad, how many, and he'll ask a question, I'll be like completely lost, you know, I have no idea. And dude, I did this school thing once,
right?
Okay, I'm done. My time
I'm old
is
now.
Done.
I don't need to know this stuff anymore.
I'm not saying I'm too old to learn new stuff.
Right.
Sure, that's cool, but don't come up here and keep the math away from me. So
right?
Science and math, yeah. It's cool.
See, and it's funny because Dexter, we've talked about Dexter. Dexter is still working through math. He's a little behind. When we diagnosed him with ADHD and all of his acronyms of OCD and all of this kind of stuff, we also found out he had something called dyscalculia. And if you're not familiar, I think I've talked about it before. The easiest way to describe it is basically like dyslexia for numbers. That's the way the psychologist explained it to us, so it made sense to us as his parents who had never heard of this word before. So when we found that out, we were like, well, he's got no basis for math whatsoever. The kid's like 7 years old. So we basically had to start over from scratch. And so he actually had some fundamentals and a foundation of how to build onto his math skills. So we're about a half a year to a year behind, only because we really had to just get him back to the beginning stages so he understood what he was learning. He had no idea what he was learning or why or the concepts or anything. And now he's actually doing really, really well. But he's just a little behind. Now, the funny part is in order to teach Dexter math, we had to go completely outside of the box and use something that made sense for him. Now, in all of the years, you know, where they've done No Child Left Behind and they've done all of these different upgrades to math so that the test scores all came out as high as they were overseas, you know, I feel like there's been a learning process that doesn't always work for every single kid. And that's just how it is. You know, when you've got multiple kids in a classroom, you got to make it as easy for everybody to teach and to learn at the same time. And that's the unfortunate part about shoeboxing everything together, right? And it's not right. It's not wrong. It's just an unfortunate part of having multiple people who are trying to learn the same thing because we don't all learn the same way. And so when we had to find this new curriculum for Dexter, we had to really search. And we ended up using one that had manipulatives. Now, at 17, almost 17, he jokes because every time he learns something, he's like, someday somebody's going to ask me about my back taxes or something like that. Or if I've done my taxes, I'm going to have to go get my box of blocks in order to do it. I'm like, no, you won't, because eventually it's going to come naturally to you, which it has over the year. But he's starting something new with square roots right now. So he's figuring that out. But it's funny because if somebody would have taught me math in the way that he has been learning math, it makes so much more sense now. It makes so much more sense to me because I am not a math person in any way, shape, or form. In fact, in high school, my English teacher, she used to laugh at me because she'd be like, you are the most left-brain person I have ever met in my life. There was no, I mean, I don't, factually, whatever, black, white, there's gray area and everything. That stuff is all just how my brain operates. But if somebody would have taught me math over the years the way that he's been learning his math, it is so eye-opening, honestly, because I'm like, this isn't actually that hard when you think about it in those terms. Mm-hmm. Now, my husband has always thought about math in those terms. He hates the subject, but that's actually how he taught himself math in school, because that was the only way he got through. It's the same way Dexter's learning. He had no idea that this was an actual official way of teaching math. It was just how he always had to do it in his own head to make it make sense and to get the right answer. He's like, I never followed the formula that the teachers put on the board. When I was in school, I had to do it my own way, which is essentially how we've been teaching Dexter to do math. And he's like, it made sense to me. But I would have been so much farther along in my math. Yeah. I seriously would have been. It's crazy. I would have done so much better in math. And I probably wouldn't have had to have my poor dad help me night after night after night to just make it make some sense if I would have been able to learn the way Dexter has learned to do math. It is crazy.
Well, and I mean, teachers keep learning too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how to teach kids. I mean, like you said, every kid is different. I mean, not every kid learns the same way. And we grew up in a different time, and I got a few years on you when, I mean, things were different back then.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about a time when, did you play dodgeball in school?
I was starting to phase out by the time we got out of elementary school, and I'm talking like fifth grade. So
yeah, because I mean, let's think about it. That's a little weird to go into a gymnasium and have kids throwing a whole bunch of balls
at each other. Especially if you have the ones who don't like each other, or you've got the school bully who really wants to pick on the smaller kids. Like, it's a little dangerous throwing objects at one another. I mean, it's frowned upon when you're in the classroom, yet we encourage it in a gym class, right? Yeah. Like, it's very, very strange.
Yeah.
But it is absolutely mind blowing to me that I learned. I've actually learned a lot teaching Dexter math. Like, really, I truly have, because I'm like, oh, that makes so much more sense when you lay it out in those terms. If I would have just known how to do that all along,
exactly,
I would have been so much farther ahead in this life. Because there's just so many different ways that you can teach this stuff, and I'm just glad that he's actually learning it in a way that makes sense to him. Now, does he like the subject? No. No, absolutely not. I mean, you know, it kind of goes back to when Corey was learning to do math, and this is a famous story in his family. Dad, he was pretty old school, and Corey's dad was old school, you know, wanted him to learn how to write things out and do it the pen and paper type of way, because his dad always used to say to him, you're not going to just have a calculator in your pocket all the time. Then smartphones came along, and Corey was like, I do have a calculator all the time. You know, and those have changed things too, because now you can essentially go online and figure out how to find answers, or ask Google to tell you the right answer, and you get the right answer. So I can't imagine being a teacher and having to contend with AI and Google and all of that, because how do you know it's actually their work, right?
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing too. I mean, our son, he had to face that a couple of months ago. He had a teacher that accused him of plagiarism, that it wasn't his. And you know, not to toot my own kid's horn, but you know, he's a bright kid, you know, so I can't imagine what it's like for a teacher though.
Did that ever end well? Did they have a conversation and figure that one out between the two of them?
Good. Well, not between the actual teacher, but he has like a virtual counselor or somebody that helped them out. And we had a chat with her.
Sure.
And Phoenix. And I mean, she was kind of appalled by the teacher's behavior Yeah.
Well, you just never know, and I'm sure it wasn't the first go around the teacher had seen of AI-influenced writing and things like that, you know? So they're trying to make sure that they're well-rounded, and I understand that part of it, too. I have friends who are teachers, and every time something new comes out where their students can manipulate something or find the answer in a different way, they're just like, they just shake their heads, because they're like, you know, we sit here every day, and this is our job, is to teach them and to let them grow and to learn new things, but then technology kind of takes over, or Google takes over, and they were like, it just makes it really, really difficult. And they're like, you don't know what they're doing outside of the classroom. They can turn in a perfectly awesome paper, and they're like, you don't know if somebody else has written it for them. You don't know if they've went to AI to get some of this stuff. They were like, you don't know anymore. So I can understand the frustrations that teachers have as well.
I mean, this is one of the downsides of virtual school learning.
Because
I mean
teachers don't get paid nearly enough for what they do. I mean, agreed. We all know that, right? Agreed. They don't get paid nearly enough. stuff. There's a reason that I have friends who are teachers, but I am not. My own kids, it's a little different, but with other people's kids, it's a whole different ball of wax, right? And so you are good people, and we applaud you each and every day for doing what you do, because you are simply amazing. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast, Ben. We've got some snow headed our way. Not anything too much as far as accumulation goes. We're talking about an inch or so. So Sean Cable's going to tell us about that in just a moment. We'll have a look at sports with Mike Ganger as well here on Max FM.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook post for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
A little birdie told me it was time for your mammogram. I'm Laura from Medical Imaging at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. Has your provider been chirping at you to get a mammogram? Scheduling your mammogram is now easier than ever through your Reedsburg Hospital MyChart account. Now that's something to tweet about. Of course, you can also call us for an appointment at 768-6229. Let our caring mammographers take you under their wing. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Action picks back up again for the local high school teams. For the Baraboo Thunderbirds tonight, the gymnastics squad is going to be hosting Sauk Prairie. 6 o'clock is when that will get started. It is senior night. Basketball is on the road for the Baraboo girls as they're going to be at Portage. 7:15, the tip-off for it. And then both girls and boys hockey competing tonight as well. At 7:15, it's going to be Baraboo Portage boys at Stoughton High School. And then the Badger Lightning girls will be at Beloit Memorial. And that's going to start at 7:30. Reedsburg tonight, in addition to that girls' hockey matchup, you also have the wrestling team at home welcoming Fort Atkinson for a duel. 7 o'clock is when it will get underway. And then, as mentioned, tonight for Portage, girls' basketball going to be hosting Baraboo, 7:15. And then, of course, boys' hockey at Stoughton, and the girls will be at Beloit Memorial. Bucks absolutely crushed yesterday by the Cleveland Cavaliers, 135-95 the final. Giannis Antetokounmpo did not play in this game, and nobody could really step up in his absence. 17 points from Damian Lillard to lead the squad, had 5 assists as well. Chris Middleton was 1 of 10 from the field, 0 for 3 from behind the three-point line, and had a plus-minus of negative 40 for the contest. That ends what was a 3-game winning streak for the Bucks. It extends what's been a winning streak for the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're now the winners of 6 straight contests. As a result, they sit just 3 games back from the Bucks in the standings. Bucks back at it on Saturday. They're going to be taking on the Detroit Pistons for an afternoon game. 2 o'clock, the tip-off for that one. And Jaire Alexander held out of practice yesterday for the Green Bay Packers ahead of their divisional round matchup versus the San Francisco 49ers, dealing with that shoulder and ankle injury. A.J. Dillon still not practicing as well. Preston Smith, Elton Jenkins, and Isaiah McDuffie, all listed as not participating on Tuesday, did return to the field on a limited capacity yesterday. Divisional round will get started on Saturday at 3:30 with the Texans at the Ravens. Packers and 49ers will play Saturday night at 7:15. And then on Sunday, Bucks head to Lions at 2 o'clock. And a familiar matchup between the Chiefs and the Bills. This time, though, it'll be played in Buffalo, 5:30. That one kicks off on Sunday evening. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with some light snow by late this afternoon. Our high today near 15. Tonight, some snow in the evening, around an inch of accumulation. Our low down to 1 below 0. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high near 11. If you love good barbecue, check out Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is 0.
99.
99.7 Max FM.
8:49 with Prince on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:52 right now, and on this Friday eve, and we always need something to look forward to, right? And so we've got to celebrate with our calendar days. Now, I'm just going to start out by saying don't expect a lot today. These are not, okay. These are not all right. Great. They're not great. But today, if you own a business, it is Get to Know Your Customers Day, or, you know, if you have regulars who come in, might be the day where you take a little bit more interest, maybe without weirdly asking them questions. Find out a little bit more about them. You don't want them to think you're stalking them either. That would be even weirder. It's also maintenance day. So all those little things around the house that need to get done, yeah, this is your day to get them done, right? And I know. We've got a couple things in our house too. Like last night I noticed, we're a little nervous. One of our lights in our kitchen, we have like a double light thing going on because of, I don't know, whatever the previous owners did. But the one globe is, there's no lights in it, but there's two bulbs in it, and both bulbs burned out at the same time. And Corey goes, that's kind of weird that both would burn out at the same time. He's like, is that a light thing, or did the squirrels finally chew through a wire? And I'm like, that's for you to decide.
You to find out.
I'm just telling you, the bulbs are burnt out. They need to be changed. I cannot reach those, so that will have to be on you. And that's for you to find out once you put the new bulbs in, if it's a light thing, if it's a wiring thing, if it's just, I give up. I give up. Let's see. It is also Winnie the Pooh Day today. Oh, I love Winnie the Pooh. He's just the best. And this is always celebrated on the birthday of A.A. Milne, who is the English author who created, of course, the popular children's character Winnie the Pooh. Of course, unless you take it to the weird angle where they've made a horror story Winnie the Pooh type of thing. And that's just weird. Mm-hmm. We don't need that. He's a lovable, cuddly little bear who just wants his honey, right? So that's all he wants. We need to keep that image of Winnie the Pooh because he's the best. This is one of my favorites. It's National Thesaurus Day today as well. You know how I love a good dictionary. I love a good thesaurus as well. Yep. Just to find out different words that could go into a place of another and the similar stuff. I love books with lots of words. Obviously, all books have words, but I like them when they're just words upon words, and I'm learning about words and more words that can be in place of those. I'm just a nerd that way. Total nerd that way. I'm going to have to pull out my thesaurus today.
There's nothing wrong with expanding the vocabulary. There's a lot of other people that could definitely expand their vocabulary.
I'm even one of those people who loves those calendars that you could put on your desk where it teaches you a new word every single day. Sure. I think those are the most incredible things ever. Yeah. You'll never use those words. You'll never be able to work them into a conversation, but it's just the fact that you have them in the back of your brain and you know what that word is. That's all that matters. It's all that matters. And then, of course, we always like to end with a couple of good food and drink ones if possible. I don't know how great these are. It's National Peking Duck Day. So if that's something that you really, really love, grab your Chinese menu tonight and order out. Mm-hmm. And then it's also National Gourmet Coffee Day. Not just coffee day. It's got to be gourmet coffee in order to get into the spirit for today. But, you know, honestly, if you're a coffee drinker, does it really matter? Just have a cup of your favorite coffee. It'll be fine. You can call it gourmet if you want. Maybe add the almond milk instead of the straight creamer today. It's gourmet in your world. It's fine.
Just don't drink it black because otherwise you're a psychopath.
Then you're a psychopath, right? As we learned earlier this week, kind of like the people who created that horror version of Winnie the Pooh. They're definitely drinking their coffee completely black, the bitterest of the chocolates, because that was weird. That was super, super weird. It's a thing, people. You can look it up. They're making a horror movie out of Winnie the Pooh. My goodness. Taking a look at this forecast right now, something the world does not need. Dead hamsters on a stripper pole in a G-string and a horror version of Winnie the Pooh. That is something the world does not need, to bring it all the way full circle from earlier this morning.
Yes.
Taking a look at this forecast right now. Snow likely later today. High right around 15. Now, we're not talking a whole lot of snow, maybe an inch or so, which is good news because I don't think we really need more inches. Where else is my Aspie going to go potty at this point? I mean, she's already completely distraught about the fact that she can't climb the snowbanks. Snow possible tonight down to 1 below, and then cloudy and cold again tomorrow. 11 for a high. Of course, we're going to be dealing with wind chills for the next couple of days as well, but definitely not as bitterly cold as we saw earlier this week. Right now, it is 2 above.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 Fifth Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies.
I might have taken too much medication. Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions. With expert advice from local professionals, available at no charge in over 100 languages, make the right call in a poison emergency. Call Poison Help. 1-800-222-1222. Or visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.